Archie, Marry Me auf Flux FM. Die Band, die mittlerweile in Toronto zu Hause ist, spielt heute Abend in der Kantine am Berghain. Und jetzt sind zwei aus der Band bei mir im Studio. Wir quatschen über die Aufnahmen mit dem der Flux FM-Hörerschaft durchaus bekannten Chad Van Galen. Wir sprechen über schöne Melodien auf dem selbstbetitelten Debüt der Kapelle. Wir vergleichen vielleicht auch das Leben in der Großstadt mit dem auf dem Lande. Denn so lange wohnen die Always noch gar nicht im heimischen und hektischen Toronto. Wir sprechen dann noch über die nächsten Schritte fürs Quintett und verlosen natürlich Tickets für die Show heute Abend. Zunächst aber nochmal Hello Molly Rankin und Hello. Alec O'Hanley.
Hi there.
How are you doing?
Great.
We're well.
Cool.
Yeah.
Where are you coming from today?
We played Hamburg last night.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, nice little cruise. Is that the Autobahn we would have cruised on? Yeah, good cruise.
Must
down
have
the
been, yeah.
Yeah, I think you can drive faster here, right?
Than in Toronto, than in Canada?
Yeah.
I bet so, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it seems to be overall a more permissive culture. We were at the Reaper Bar.
It just seems as if it was.
Ah.
It's an illusion.
No, the fast driving is only possible because of very hard restrictions on how to drive fast and when and stuff like that. So it seems more free, but it actually is not, believe me. It's good that you're here, though. I want to congratulate you on your debut LP. It's been out for a while now. It's been produced with Chad Van Galen.
Thank you.
Who kind of found the perfect sound for you guys, I think. But it might also be that he just did what you told him to do. What was it like to work with him?
He's cool. He's very kooky.
Mm-hmm.
We showed up expecting to sound like we do live. And it kind of does. He put a little bit of quirkiness and a little bit of ghostly guitar tones on things, but other than that, it's pretty much just us.
Yeah, he had a really nice old tape machine, a Tascam 388.
See,
it was crunchy.
That's where the magic happens
totally.
Sometimes, right?
Yeah, you get that je ne sais quoi, I guess.
Yeah.
And it was nice. He had a lot of weird, kooky bongo parts that he would play that are sort of subtle. We mixed them down maybe a little on a record, but he's a very creative guy.
But the thing that you recorded the whole thing on tape, that totally makes sense to me when I was listening to it. I love the way that it sounded warm. It has a certain warmth, the album. And I love the combination of super nice melodies and those fuzzy guitars who are distorted as hell, but at the same time, they feel clean. You know what I'm saying? And that's the tape distortion, which is not as bad as
digital distortion,
right?
Yeah.
Cool. Have you done parts of the recording live then with the tape machine in the middle of the room, or how was that?
Yeah, it would have been tracking guitars and usually drums at the same time, and then we would pop bass and vocals over top, usually, depending on the song. Some of the more experimental songs like Red Planet and Dives, we would have done modular synths like with the patch bay and some old weird sequential circuits synths, you know.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
And now the name of the studio, the Yoko Ino studio, that's what it's called, right? That makes sense to me as well when you talk about those analog synths and the patching.
Those two people would be the weirdest ones I could think of in the musical realm.
Yeah.
Two, Yoko Ono and Brian Eno. We love Brian Eno quite a bit. And a lot of it. We've been getting
In comparison to Yoko Ono, who doesn't, right?
Yeah.
Everybody knows Brian Eno. Whereas Yoko Ono, some people say that she might have, you know.
Whereas she catches a bad rap.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Another thing that I want to know about is the fact that you actually started the whole thing as your solo project, Molly, right? And you were her first partner in crime, Alec. You were like working together on sounds and songs. But then after a certain time, you realized that it might be cool to have a band as well. And then the solo project kind of disappeared and or transformed into a band. But how and when did you know that you could trust those guys? I mean, Alec, you've met him from the beginning, Len, and he was like your partner in crime, I guess. But with the other guys, how did you find out that you can trust him?
I don't trust any of them.
Ah, okay. See?
It's a horrible life I lead.
Especially
looking
when
looking around my shoulder at all moments.
Yeah, singing a song and hoping for them not to
destroy it.
Yeah.
No, they're all cool. They've all stuck around, especially Alec. But I was dipping into a lot of genres before that. And then I think it was Chad who, when we showed up, he had signed on to record a solo record. And then we showed up, he was like, oh,
too many people.
You did not tell me that you were a band. And we're like, but we're not a band. And then, yeah, like we're a band now.
Oh, okay. So there was a philosophical discussion maybe with Chad as well, not there only was. Musicals.
He is very philosophical. Like we were going over what chords could overlap over things, and we were like, well, the A doesn't work. And he's like, but what is an A chord? We're like, no!
He's got a very theoretical brain, that guy.
Yeah, you can divide the frequency mathematically.
I can totally imagine where he was going to. Now let's listen to another song and then we give away some tickets. I'm sorry that we have to take the shortcut, but
the
time's running out. We were late.
Yeah, just a little bit, though. That would be too German to discuss the fact that you were late. Always mit Adult Diversion nochmal auf Lux FM. Gleich gibt's Tickets für die Show heute Abend in der Verlose. Always mit Doppel-V und ihr Stückchen Adult Diversion. Heute Abend spielen sie in der Kantine am Berghain und ich habe Tickets für diese Show, die ich verlosen darf. Wer da hingehen möchte, der ruft mich jetzt an unter der 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück. Und mit etwas selbigem steht ihr auf der Gästeliste für die Always heute Abend in der Kantine am Berghain. Eine Show, die auf der normalen Ebene ausverkauft ist. It's a sold-out show tonight, did you know that? It's completely sold out.
That's great.
Yeah, that's great. We just gave away the last few tickets that we're having right here. One more quick question. I've read about plans. I've read about the idea to move away from Toronto again. You've actually moved to Toronto from a rural area of Canada where you all lived on islands, small, romantic, I imagine to be romantic islands. In the eastern part of Canada. Now you move to Toronto to go a step forward with the band maybe as well.
Yeah.
And then I read an interview in which you said you might want to go to Switzerland as a next.
Did we say that?
Yeah, there's one interview.
I can't quite recall that.
Might want to move away from Toronto as well. Is there still a plan?
The Alps sound romantic in our heads.
Scotland would be cool.
Uh-huh. Yeah. We love Toronto. You know, we owe a lot of what we've done to Toronto.
Okay.
Montreal's super cool, too. We wrote some of the songs on the record when we were in Montreal.
Okay, cool.
Songs like Atop a Cake. And we're kind of nomadic by nature.
Ah, that's good.
Yeah.
I mean, then we won't have any problems with touring nonstop. Yeah. We won't have any...
We have no problems. No. It's all been perfect.
I mean, look at you. No, that's a good thing. It's important to know that you are able to write a song everywhere. That's a good thing because so many people, they have to go to a certain shack at a certain ocean, you know?
Yeah, we got to go to find Bon Iver's shack.
Yeah, maybe he's gone open up. So I want to thank you for visiting.
Thanks for being so patient.
Easy. Let's meet again as soon as you visit Berlin the next time. We'll talk a bit more we'll go into the details.
Yeah, you seem like you're fun.
Oh, thank you. I can give that back, actually.
Reciprocate. Danke.
Danke auch. Auf Wiedersehen. Bye-bye.
Bye.